Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During today's program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planning professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe. But look at where. Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This is your Friday newsletter podcast that we're happy to share with you, and we've been doing this the past couple weeks. I'm your co-host, Mark Friedman, and I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman. How are you today, Marion?
I'm great. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing wonderfully. We can't say whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening because we don't know when folks are actually listening to this.
Yes, it comes out at 10:30 on Friday morning, right?
Right, so, yeah, as part of our newsletter.
That's right.
But I should also let you know that we are not recording this. We're not presenting this live to you when you receive this newsletter. We do record it a couple days early, so I don't know what's going to happen in the world on Thursday or on Friday, but on the 26th of October, which is today, we're letting you know, we're sharing information with you based upon what we believe to know today.
Right.
And I can be certain that today, being October 26th, that it is my father Barry's birthday. So Barry was the founder of Friedman Financial, and on behalf of all of us here at Friedman Financial, we want to wish you happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Barry.
So a few things that we want to share. You know, each week we try to bring some relevant stories, relevant topics in a short period of time. This is just like a 10 to 15 minute podcast that we do. But we want to talk about things that are being discussed in the office, new concepts that are being presented, things that we need to think about at this period of time in the year. A few things to know about that we'll certainly be sharing is there's some announcements of increases to the amount of money you can put into your 401k, increases to the amount of money you can put into IRAs or Roth IRAs. There's changes to the itemized deductions, changes to brackets, all sorts of things. But right now, for 2022, where we've had a challenging year in the stock market, there's been some losses, there's been some market pullback. We're always doing tax planning in November and December. Mary, maybe you can bring us up to date on what's been going on there.
Absolutely. So although we've had a few good days in the market, which is very nice, the month of October has so far been positive. I can't guarantee that's going to keep, be that way when the statements come out, but we've been enjoying the run-up. It's always nice to see it be positive for a few days. In any event, at this time of the year, one of the things that we're very diligent about is to determine what might be paid out from the investments that our clients own as capital gain distributions. So capital gain distributions are typically paid in November or December. And capital gain distributions are the amount of money that any particular mutual fund, which is a collection of stocks or a collection of bonds, over the course of the year, those funds buy and sell various stocks and bonds. And if there is a gain of stocks, or if they have made money on the stocks that they've sold, and there results in a gain.
What's called a realized gain, because they've taken possession of that gain or loss.
That's right. Once they sell it, it becomes a realized gain. Or a loss, that's correct. And so some of the mutual funds try to offset any gain with a loss. Others don't have that ability to do so. And all of those gains have to be distributed to the shareholders before year end. So that whatever's in there has to come out to the shareholders. And that can be a surprise at the end of the year. Nobody knows until November or December exactly what that amount might be, or if there will be anything paid out.
So how do we know, Marion?
So we have a service that provides us with information on all of the mutual funds that are paying capital gains and what the amount of that distribution is. So we do two things in light of that information. One of the things that we do is if our clients hold that position, we go in and look at the position to see whether the clients actually have a loss or a gain. And that's dependent upon when they purchased that investment. If the clients also have made money on that investment, then we leave it as is, and we understand that they will have some gain that they have to pay tax on.
So let me be sure I'm understanding this. If I'm a listener, yes, to this podcast, I make an investment a few years ago with $20,000.
Correct.
And today my investment has grown to $50,000. I have a $30,000 gain.
That's
now, I don't
correct.
Pay tax on it yet because I haven't sold it yet, right?
Right.
But now we learn that this investment is about to pay a capital gain distribution. And that capital gain distribution might be equal to 10% of my investment. And I just said we invested $20,000. We grew it by $30,000, so it's $50,000. 10% is $5,000.
Right.
So I have to prepare myself, or we have to inform our clients or notify them that $5,000 of their investment is going to be subject to tax.
That's correct. And they didn't do anything. They did not sell their position in the investment. So it can be a surprise to many people.
Right.
And we try to keep our clients informed. Now, if because they made so much money in your example, it wouldn't make sense to sell it because that means they would have to pay tax on $30,000 gain. But what we might have another investment within that portfolio that has a loss of $5,000.
Yeah, so let's say someone invested $20,000 here again, and now it's worth $15,000. It's gone
correct.
Down in value, a $5,000 loss. But we're still having to pay a 10% capital gain distribution. There's a 10% capital gain distribution going on that $15,000 in value.
Yes.
Well, would you like to pay additional tax on the fact that you've lost money?
Of course not.
Of course not. So what we're doing in the office for all of our clients, we go through a process. Right, Marion?
We do. We review every account in light of the information that we have about which mutual funds are paying out distributions, which are not, and then in light of their position, whether or not they have losses or they have gain in it. So we review for that and take care of whatever we can so that our clients pay the least amount of tax possible.
Right. It's a very, very important technique that we employ in our office every year. And it takes a collection of us to do it. It takes some time. We have some great resources to help us. And on top of that, look, the markets have been down this year and we've taken some losses along the way. So we already want to account for some of the realized losses that might be in the portfolio.
That's exactly right. So, and if you're taking distributions, there will be typically gains in there because we've had to sell things. If you've been around a long time and held an investment a long time, just because it's down this year doesn't mean you haven't made money in it.
So if you're a client of our office and you're listening to this and you have a personal investment account, I'm not talking about your IRAs or your Roths because you don't have to worry about capital gain distributions
correct.
Here. But if you have a trust account, if you have an individual account, a joint account, you should know that our office is looking carefully at every single one of those portfolios on an individualized basis to try to craft a strategy that is tax smart for you. That is critically
right.
important.
It really is.
And another thing that I noticed this week, I just learned because Christian, who does financial planning in our office, has been updating a piece of software that we have. It's called Holistiplan. And many of our clients pull money from their investment accounts. And oftentimes they ask, where's the best place to draw money on a monthly basis to support our income?
Sure.
And so this update to this tax planning software that we have, he was showing me that the software now has this chart that shows us how much we should take from each of the various accounts before triggering ourselves into the next tax bracket. It's a really cool chart that's been added here, and it's been a very cool tool to use in front of clients so you can see it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's great. It's a really good planning tool.
Yeah.
For sure.
And the other part of it that many people ask about is the Medicare costs.
Yes.
Medicare costs of Medicare Part B
right.
That you pay for. Medicare Part A is free.
Right.
But based upon your income is going to dictate how much your Medicare cost is going to be.
That's correct. And so once again, there are brackets for that. So you don't want to trigger and go into the next tax bracket when if you're, you know, you earn more in a particular year, because then your Medicare premiums go up as well.
So this is what's called financial planning. Many people think of financial planners as just guys that buy investments. We're doing a lot more than that. And if you're not a client of Friedman Financial, I would ask you to ask your financial advisor, or if you're doing it yourself, to ask yourself, am I being as tax conscious as I can be, especially towards the end of the year,
sure,
as I plan for my future?
Absolutely.
That's
very important. I mean, that's one of the things you should expect from any financial planner.
And so, you know, of course, if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, you want a second opinion, you'd like us to take a look, really feel free to give us a call. Our phone number, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or if you'd like to schedule a free initial consultation, you can give us a call or visit us on the web, of course, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. All right, as we head into the last segment here, Marion, we wanted to talk about some of the changes to the rules as it relates to adding money next year to retirement plans and other tax rules.
For those of you who are now still working and all of a sudden it's open enrollment time, there are some things you should really consider for next year. I mean, very important saving techniques that have improved for 2023.
Well, tell us about what's the changes in the 401k right now.
Yeah, so if you're working and right now for this year, if you're under age 50, you can contribute $20,500 to your 401k. That will actually go up by $2,000 next year, so you'll be able to contribute $22,500.
It's almost a 10% increase.
That's pretty significant. That's fantastic. Yes, exactly. That's a big jump.
But what about those that are over 50?
Over 50, this year you're able to contribute $27,000 because you had the extra catch-up provision. Next year, that extra catch-up provision goes from $6,500 to $7,500. On top of the $22,500, so now you can contribute $30,000 to your 401k. And for those of you who are over age 50, we would highly recommend that is the first avenue of savings
It's a great way to do it.
You're putting money away on a pre-tax basis
or even on a tax-free basis if you use the Roth component.
Exactly.
Whatever works best.
And you never see it, so
you're not
tempted to spend it.
Right, and there's similar increases to the if those that just contribute to an IRA or a Roth IRA. It used to be, I'm going to say this right, Marion, it's 6,000 is now going to 6,500.
That's correct.
And if you're over 50, it goes from 6,500 to 7,500, that extra $1,000 catch-up provision.
That's correct, yes, yeah.
The other big one that I wanted to share is as you're thinking about your taxes for the upcoming year, the ability to take a standard deduction has gone up even greater.
For 2023 as well, yes.
Yeah, so
it's amazing.
How much is that at now, Marion?
So right now, the standard deduction is $25,100, and that's going to jump up to $25,900 next year. So once again, it's a much bigger deduction, and the tax brackets are changing.
The amount of money that qualifies for each tax bracket changes. The actual tax percentage bracket isn't changing.
Right, but the income level is changing.
That's right. So here's one piece of financial advice in a language you can understand that some people don't want me to tell you, but it's the truth. The fact with these standard deductions, especially this year being $25,100, next year being $25,900, many not-for-profit organizations will reach out to you and solicit and say, give money to our charity because it's tax deductible.
Right.
So if you write a check for $500 to the XYZ charity of your choice, there is no guarantee that you're going to get that $500 counted as an extra tax deduction. What do I mean by that? Well, if you have the standard deduction already of $25,100, you have to come up with deductible expenses that would be in excess of $25,100.
If you itemize.
In order to get that deduction. So every time you're writing a check to a charity, I want you to be doing it not because you're getting the tax deduction, because you feel good about contributing to a charity. Unless you're a major contributor to a charity, you're giving 10, 20, 30, 50, 100,000 or more dollars to a charity, chances are the typical American is not going to get a direct tax deduction for the money that they're giving to a charity.
That's right. I don't know what the statistic is, but I do know that the majority of individuals get the standard deduction, right, and that's it.
And that's it. So,
right.
I just want, there's a lot of information that we hear, a lot of sound bites that you hear, a lot of tools to try to get you to act on something. We want to give you financial advice in a language you can understand. That's what we do here each and every week. It's our 15-minute podcast for you that you can get through our newsletter, Planning Pointers. Once again, thank you, Marion, for joining us.
Thank you for, you know, being here.
We love doing it, and we will be back again next Friday with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planning planner, tax professional, or attorney prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.